The information presented in this podcast is not intended for the treatment or prevention of disease or any medical condition, nor is a substitute for medical advice. The information contained herein in this podcast reflects only the opinion of the author and presenter and is in no way considered required practice.
Welcome to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connects your brain to your brawn.
Hi, this is Eric Fiorello, and I want to welcome you to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. Today is January 24th, 2016, and we are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials. That's www.docsprefer.com. Also, Sorenex.com. I've got to get the number here because I didn't pull everything out like I should have. 803-978-2253, extension 111. Tell them we sent you. Also, too, StrongerGrip.com. Anybody that hasn't seen the new sledgehammer Ryan made for me, I go out to StrongerGrip.com. They've been making handcrafted strength gear for 10 years. Stronger Grip has made high-quality strength gear for the NFL, college teams, Hollywood actors, arm wrestling, and trophies as seen on ESPN. Grip gear has been featured in Men's Health magazine. They've also made custom hammers for Mick Dodge and thousands of hard-training, strength-seeking people like you. So go out to StrongerGrip.com. Ryan's going to be on with me tomorrow or Tuesday, and we're going to have a big announcement. And there's going to be quite a few announcements coming up. Lots to do with the business. Lots to do with the podcast, too. There's going to be some big changes coming. Jason Fulner, I'm sorry. I'm pretty fired up tonight, and I'm going to trip over words if I don't slow my brain down a little bit. PlanAYearOfWorkouts.com. This is basically a logbook. It's 8 by 6 inches, and it lays flat on any surface. And on the 24th workout, there is a section to track progress and set new goals. So go out. You can either get it at PlanAYearOfWorkouts.com, or you can go out to Amazon Prime, where it's only $5 and there's no shipping. I've got one. It's a really nice piece, really easy to write in. The problem I have is I write very big. I say it's artistic, but my niece Livy says it's sloppy. I could have whacked her last night for saying that. But, you know, kids are honest. I love them. Don't forget about Primal Creations. That's our good friend Steven Santangelo is on here every month. Unleash your strength with relentless metabolic endurance through 100% pure, wholesome organic foods. Athlete's Choice is the only product with the ultimate results you're looking for. Steven sent me an interesting Facebook message the other day. He said he wants to go to Iceland with me and basically kick my ASS right into the ground. So we'll see what he does. I told him to bring it on. Primal Creations at AOL.com. You can get a hold of them on Facebook. STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO, period, 75, man. That dude rocks, let me tell you. Also, Hearts Collision. This is for New York State residents only. 518-477-7937, heartscollision.com. Also, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. It's a free ebook. No spam. Fiorello Barbell Code. Download it. Change your life. Activate your brain. I don't know. Go after everything. That's all I can tell you. Also, too, Strength Times Power Equals Success and the Winner's Circle. Those are the two biggest products I've got to date. Strength Times Power is all shot in HD. I narrate everything. Dennis does all the movements. That was the big one that we knocked 43 pounds off him in 6 months, and it was nothing fancy, believe me. It was just, you know, changing a little bit of your habits here and there, getting your brain working right, and the next thing you know, man, bang, 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 43 down to 224. It was awesome. The Winner's Circle is all vocal. There's 12 modules. It's myself, my lonesome. If you like what we talk about in the show, you're going to dig this big time. It's got, you know, tons of just philosophy, stuff I'm doing presently, which I'm even doing different now. It's got routines. You can plug stuff in, take it out. The main thing is it's something you can really jump into and get in and start swimming with. If you want to change the way you're living, man, you know, I stand behind this stuff 100%. If you need help, I would gladly help you out no matter what. Also, too, don't forget about sponsorship. This is the last month. It's $100. I don't care if you buy it on the last day of the month. It'll still be honored for one full month. 5 to 15 shows a week. I've already done two today, and the rest of the week is just loaded. You know, the money, there's $30 coming off no matter what we charge monthly to sponsor. It goes to muscular dystrophy, and that's a big thing with me. Both websites, FBC and M&M, are dedicated in Jimmy's memory. All I can tell you is, you know, we're going to be around for a long, long time, and, you know, let's work together. Welcome to my family, man. That's the Italian way. Come on in. Come in under our tent. I guarantee you're going to have the best 25 years of your life with me. And not only that, we're going to be millions on top of millions strong of listeners. We are growing like you cannot believe. I could tell you some stuff because we got Aaron on tonight. There is stuff people were saying to me about the podcast and vocally and things they see happening and hearing. And I'm not going to sit and brag about it, but I'm pretty damn proud of what they said to me, and they're all very sincere about it. I don't need a pat on the back. Once in a while, though, it's nice to know that people recognize your achievement. And that's kind of the stuff we're going to get into tonight, too. So don't forget, FiorellaBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. You know, the name of this show is Train and Gain. Aaron Mackin is my co-host with this, and I'm just going to give you a little bit on Aaron, as long as I got. Yep. Let's start from the beginning. She's a Marine, a nutritional coach, owner of Paleo Effects, strength trainer, and exercise coach. And before I bring Aaron in, we're going to talk about self-confidence, which a lot of that's lacking these days, and I know I'm going to mess this up. Pattaya Nutty Bowl. I think I got it right. Hey, Aaron, mm-hmm. Welcome to Motivation Muscle.
Hey, Eric. I think you got it right. You're close enough.
I'm good. I'm good.
Yeah, we know that.
Yeah, learn to take a compliment, all
right? That's right. Take the compliment.
Yeah. All right, give everybody a little bio on yourself, and we'll get started.
So I am at a place now where I'm really redesigning who I am from the inside out. So I think that's probably the most important thing. I am glad to talk to anybody about what it's like to deconstruct and reconstruct your life. I've done it several times, especially in regards to my profession. I've been a National Park Ranger. I've been a Marine full time. I'm still on orders right now. I've got my coaching business. I've also worked as a development director for a mental health place. I've done a whole bunch of different things and sort of remade myself a bunch of different times. Been a mom at home with my little girl. And now I'm really doing it, because what I'm doing is digging out and pulling out the weeds of negative thoughts. And I consider myself an automatic negative thought killer, slayer. So I think that's the most important thing that in regards to where I am right now, is finding how to seek out and destroy negative thoughts and build your confidence based on your ability to redesign the way your mind works, reprogram yourself. There you go. That's my tidbit today with my bio. I always give a different aspect, right, Eric?
Yes, ma'am.
That's it.
All right. That's it.
Well, I'm not done. I'm going to stick around and do the show.
Okay. All right. Self-confidence, real interesting stuff. I went out and I was looking at some stuff. If I can find the sheet of paper, which I don't know what I did with it, which isn't good. I don't know what the hell I did with it, unless I put it somewhere. I got it right here. See, I am organized. One of the people that, you know, it'd been broke and back and broke and back, was Walt Disney. And I was out just kind of reading a little bit about Walt Disney, which was kind of interesting stuff. He talked about the four C's, and I'll give those, but the one that he really hit upon is exactly where we're going tonight. He believed in curiosity, confidence, courage, and consistency. But what he said that was real interesting, one C word that he thought was the greatest of all was confidence. And he said, this is him verbatim saying, when you believe a thing, believe it all the way. Implicity and unquestionability, or unquestionably, okay? It's a funny thing in some ways. I'm just going to use myself, for instance. A lot of people feel confidence with a male, or and females too. I mean, I've met plenty that, you know, were either really confident or just like over the edge, and I don't think they really believed it. But I think confidence, a lot of people like judge you with it, like cocky. I think it's good to be cocky. You can be cocky and still decent with people. You can, you know, if you're going to lead someone or something or be involved with something, you better be confident, because people aren't going to look at, if you're going to buy a car or whatever, and you got somebody that's like, well, what about this? Well, I don't know. You know, you're going to stand up and walk out of the place. I mean, you want someone to be able to, whatever the subject is, you want them to be able to convey it to you in a way that's going to make you, yeah, you got to believe. That's basically what it is. It's a belief. So I like the idea of confidence mainly because what I'm doing, because I'm involved in stuff every day. I'm involved in some major stuff this week, which is going to change a lot of things for me. Not only with FBC, M&M is going to change. There's going to be some changes with people. Things I should have done and I'm going to do now. I'm not going to screw around because that's the way it is. Some people are going to like it, some aren't. That's a part of life. But, you know, confidence here, like Walt Disney said, is extremely important in almost every aspect of your life. Yet many people don't believe in themselves as they should, and they find it difficult to become successful. And that's a lot what I believe, too. It's like you have to be able to, you know, what do they say, fake it till you make it? I mean, sometimes you got to do that. But you don't show your hand. And I think that confidence is contagious. I mean, I can't tell you how many times, you know, in the gym or just talking to people, you know what I mean? And you can spot it right away. It's like, you know, they've got something there. And it's like, okay, so what's the key to learning that? How do you learn that, you know? And how do you suddenly go from having no confidence, you know, pretty much walking with your head down, and suddenly, man, you're like bolt upright and you've got that 1,000-yard stare, man. I look for that in people. I like to, well, Aaron will tell you. I mean, I like looking in eyes, man. I think eyes tell you everything. I like mannerisms too. I've always been a guy that loves to watch people. I just like, because I tell you what, I can sit in a room with you and I know what you're like within a few minutes if I want to be around you or not. So go ahead. Hit it. Confidence. Lay it on me.
You covered a lot.
Well, if you want to disagree with me, disagree with me.
Tell
me where I'm wrong.
No, because I don't think you're wrong. You're talking about your preferences in terms of people and what you see and what you're drawn to. I think that absolutely, as a Marine, we're taught that, we're taught to have confidence as leaders, especially when you're going through officer school. A lot of folks are dropped because they can't have confidence. And, you know, the whole thing there is they really try to weed out the folks that aren't going to be able to rise to the challenge. And that brings with it a sort of natural ability to be a leader. And I think it can be both cultivated and it is also natural. So, but part of growing confidence is you have to start off with some confidence, with some knowing of who you are on the inside, of what you're capable of, in order to grow that. Otherwise, you can't have that kind of command presence that not only inspires other people, but that you can draw upon, to motivate yourself. So I think you know, there's a lot of ways to talk about testing confidence and growing confidence and building confidence to inspire others. But at the end of the day, it's the steps that you take for you that are going to continue to grow your own confidence, your beliefs in yourself, inspire yourself towards greater things, and help you believe that when things go really bad or get really hard, that you can get through it. You know, it's like that saying. We had this actually printed on the sweatshirt when we graduated, when our female platoon graduated from officer candidate school, and it said, hard times don't last, hard people do. Nope. So it does forge a part of yourself that you can always go back to and draw upon for that confidence should you need it later in life, as long as you're willing to turn away from whatever negative thoughts might be pulling you back and really reach down or reach within yourself and find all of those things and give yourself credit for them and stand upon them and use them.
What do you think builds mental toughness?
That's a great, I think a lot of things. A great question.
Okay, well,
I think a lot of things.
I'm not putting you on the spot. Tell me what you think.
No, a lot of things build mental toughness. Definitely, you know, trials and tribulations. But I think sort of, as I just said, it requires that you have some underlying belief in yourself or some sort of faith that will get you through. So I think that's like the foundation piece, but you build upon that and, you know, steel sharpens steel too. So it takes other people sort of asking you to rise to the challenge, a little bit of like tough love, if you will, a little bit of competitiveness. And you got to have fire in the belly too. So to build your mental toughness, you're going to have a sense of wanting to build your mental toughness. You know, if a person is falling at all into that victim mentality or, you know, even something that's like depression or just negativity, because I've been there, you can dismantle your mental toughness, and it doesn't actually take very long to pull it apart. But it takes stopping that, already having that ability to see and stop that and wanting to go down deep, as I said, or at least like crawl through the rubble and find the things that you know make up who you are and fight to build positive experiences with yourself.
Yeah,
so there,
definitely.
Yeah, there's a lot, but yeah, you have to layer it. You know, when you're in that really dark place and you go and you put a stop to it and you say, no, I got to fight for myself, and you start really trying to examine your thoughts and slay the negative ones and really look for better truths that you want to believe in. It really becomes a game of choices. Like, you have to be aware. You're in the heat of a battle. You have to be aware. You have to be looking around you, paying attention. Oh, I got a negative thought. That's not true. I want this instead. This is what I'm going to believe now.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. But I always look at things like, yeah, I'd be willing to endure. That's what I say to myself a lot. Endure the punishment that's being driven at you. And one thing I always say is, anything like this, to me, anything that, if you want to call it a negative or whatever, you know, it's not going to last. I mean, it's here. I call it like a character builder, but it'll be gone before you know it. And that's the power to endure things, to be able to go out. You know, if you want an example, today we were out training. It was probably 10 degrees out, and I didn't care, man. The minute I got out there, the sun was hitting. That was 2 o'clock in the afternoon Eastern time, and my hands were like, the first few sets were freezing to the bar practically, they felt like, but I didn't care. It was, I wanted to show that I could will over what I was doing today, things that I'm doing that are new, that are dropping my weights down purposeful, to see how far I can climb with this. And all part of confidence equals success. You see, I believe in this. It's like, no matter what you do, and I'm always using training because this is pretty much what we talk about here, but we also talk about the whole mental end. But the thing is, when you are striving with stuff and it's knocking you 10 steps back and you got to come back 11 to beat it, you start building a success rate. And I've been doing this, you know, everybody knows what I'm up to pretty much this year. If I get my way, I'll be in Iceland and Scotland before the end of the year. That takes a lot of guts, man, and you're going to put yourself through a lot of punishment. and you're gonna, and this is the thing, your confidence can get shaken monster like with this stuff. I mean, you start failing a number of times. You better be able to have that, as I always say, that steel will within you to be able to endure that kind of stuff, because it's very easy to quit or just say, you know what, I didn't get the opportunity, or it just didn't work out, and that's it. Well, if that's your style, man, you're going to be in for a rude awakening your whole life. And you're not going to be able to translate any of this stuff across the board with anything you do, because when it's easy to quit something, that creates a pattern. That, you know, habits are habits. And you need to have high standards the way you're going to do this stuff. So I believe with confidence comes a very high success rate. And when you build upon your successes, you're going to be able to do more things. So whatever you're going after goal-wise, obviously you're going to achieve. And it might not – I mean, let's face it. It might not be tomorrow. It might not be a year from now. But if you stay steadfast in what you want to do, these things happen. And this is the way to do it. There's no other way. No one's going to teach you. I mean, look, you can go to seminars and everything, and you can learn from somebody that's been very successful, whatever endeavor they've been into. But I'm just a big believer, too, man. It's good to get help, but you know something? You got to live it. And you can't be afraid to live it. And it doesn't matter what everybody else is doing. You know, sometimes you just got to go on it alone and do it. I mean, that's a lot what happens here. It's like I don't have people to train with what I do a lot of times. You know, maybe once a week, once every couple weeks, somebody will come over. But I have to be my own cheering section. I have to be the guy that puts everything together to do what I do. And, you know, that does build confidence, man. Let's face it. When you're kind of on your own and it's up to you to take the responsibility to do these things, you can build an enormous amount of confidence and an enormous amount of success, whatever you want to, however you want to put your thumbprint on it. I just use this as examples, but, you know, I am an entrepreneur, and we're going to build this business into a multi-million-dollar business. Both businesses will be that way by the time I'm done. Is that cocky? Yeah. But it's also real confident. I have a plan. I don't go into things with my eyes closed. You know, I've got a 3-year plan sitting here, what we're going to do. It's like anything. You put a seed in the ground, it takes a while to grow. We're growing and growing and growing. Is it where I want it to be? Absolutely not. But if I look at even what we've done in the last 3 months, it's amazing what's happening to this podcast show alone. And what I decided last week was, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to start enjoying this stuff. See, I don't enjoy it enough. I'm in such a rush to get things to where I want to go. I'm missing out on just the fruits of my labor here. And I've decided now that at times I'm going to slow it down, and I'm just going to kind of like enjoy what I've done and build upon that success. So it's, take it away, Aaron.
Well, I think what's great about what you said is awesome in this respect. I'm learning sort of the intellectual breakdown of what you are naturally doing and talking about in the program that I'm in. So, mm-hmm. And we talked about this last show that I'm in an outpatient program for my eating disorder. So I'm really working that hard. And it's going well. Like, I've built my own self-confidence using the tools. And one of them is something you naturally talked about, like that you just go to. And you have a way of affirming for yourself the good qualities and the things that know work for you. And so we, you know, everybody's heard of affirmations, but when you really find what works for you, like you've got sort of Eric says, you've got the Eric says sayings that play in your head. And I've sort of got a list of Aaron says sayings that play in my head and some affirmations that really work for me. And one of them is not necessarily words as much as it is a picture. I was reading in a book about how there's, I think, a Japanese saying or some, I think it's Japanese. I'm not sure, but it's fall down 7 times, stand up 8. And right. And I always picture this, you know, like a kid or a baby like falling down. They don't just ever quit and go, oh, I guess I'm never going to learn to walk now.
Right? You're right.
they fall down and they keep falling down and they keep landing on their butt and falling over and whatever, but they keep doing it until they learn it, because every time they fall down, their body is getting feedback that they naturally incorporate that will help them the next time they try. And at some point they get it and you stand up on the eighth time. But something I wanted to say about what you said is, you know, what we tell ourselves can undermine our self-confidence, or it can, or it can build it up. And we can practice positive reinforcement and affirm our capabilities and our worth. And every time we do that, we're sort of layering in an extra level, or extra measure of defense. I may not do this, like you could say to yourself, I can meet the challenges that come my way today, or, you know, I'm going to get through this, or, you know, one more step and I got this. But affirming your good qualities, spending time with the people who build you up, looking at the positive side of your situation and giving yourself credit. You just said you want to enjoy it. And in some ways, that's giving yourself credit and permission to soak up those good feelings and gather your reward, which I think will only increase your self-confidence.
Yeah, and there's plenty of affirmations you can say and stuff, but I can't remember how many it takes to, like, override one that's negative. But negativity isn't all bad either. I mean, you know, you are going to have negatives in your life. You just got to know how to flush them out and go to the next step. I think that – how am I going to put it? This will sound – well, most people listen to me anyways are going to know that I'm not crazy. But I almost dare you to bring it. You know, it's like, go ahead. You know, something happened to me. I was always a guy that was confident, always kind of liked to write my own – I don't know. What's the word I want to use? Kind of write my own verses all the time to what I wanted to do. Still do. But in the last almost 3 years since everything has transpired with both businesses, like Aaron said, you know, you get knocked down seven times, on the eighth time you get up. Well, there's also a saying I always say, if you get knocked on your ass and you're still looking up, you can get up, all right, because you're looking up. So that means you can always get up. And it's the same way with, like, the attitude, you know. Falling down, yeah, but, you know, you have the opportunity to stand back up. It's not permanent. See, it's nothing is permanent, not unless, you know, you're taken out of the world. That's permanent. But people have just been taught that, you know, victim mentality is a big thing we know now. And a lot of the stuff out in the world is this, you know, we know a lot of it's this PC stuff. And a lot of kids and a lot of adults just don't know where to turn with a lot of things. And they get into these mishaps and they get in these patterns. And that's what you develop. When you have no confidence, I mean, you're in these patterns where nothing looks right to you. The world is all wrong. It's like everybody around you is your enemy, et cetera, et cetera. I learned something real important that I'll pass on to everybody here with the businesses. Being Italian, I have a very bad streak in me when someone screws with me. And it's not good, because it's dangerous. And what I found with the business was this: when somebody pissed me off or did something to me personally or professionally, I learned to get rid of it. And I'll tell you why I get rid of it. Because if you concentrate on that, you're not doing your job. You're not growing your business. You're not growing your livelihood. You're not offering solutions to help people. You're not out there in the yard, you know, ripping 400-pound stones off the ground when it's five below. All those things I love, you know. Last night was my niece's birthday. You know, all those little things, man, that I used to take for granted, I don't anymore. Because it's like, I want to be involved like that. I'm not with everybody, obviously, but the people that are very close to me, I want to be involved in their life. I want them to be able to come to me and say, hey, could you help me out? Or I can go to you and say, hey, you know something, man? I want to bounce this off you, what you think. And what that does, man, it makes you better. It makes you more confident with all those around you. I mean, you know, when you walk in a room, you know, I think it's just important that people, it's not so much notice you, but it's like when they hear the, because people listen, someone's always listening or watching you. And it's like, you know, when I open my mouth, I want something to come out that sounds like, hey, you know what, this guy's really got it on the ball, man. I want to know this guy, or I want to talk to him. Just even if I go up and shake hands with him or her, you know, just something about, you know, they talk about magnetic strength. Everybody's a magnet, man. You attract what you think about most. You want to live a shit life, you're going to get a shit life. Keep thinking about it. You want to go out and do something magnificent, keep planting those seeds, man, of knowledge in your brain. Cultivate them and make them grow. It's a lot easier than you think, and I can tell you sitting here almost 3 years later, I've made strides in myself that I never thought I would, and it feels pretty damn good. And it's like, I love talking, and that's why the show is just catching more and more. You know, it's like the squeaky wheel gets the grease. I was told the other day by Clint Darden, who's big time lifter. He said, what I've seen with your show more than anything out there is, he says, you've got a group of people that you've put together, and they're growing more and more. He says, you're one of the few people, whether you did it by accident or on purpose, he says, you're building a community now like I've never seen. And he's been on multiple podcasts. And I'm going to leave it at that. There's a lot of things that were said. Last week was quite a week for me with people. It's pretty interesting because we are building a family here like nobody else. And this is all success. It's all confidence. It was my I just drive, man. I just keep driving. And that's the way I live. That's the way I believe. And that's my personality. My personality is over the top at times, but that's okay because that's the way I live, and I'm no phony and all authentic, and I love it. Take it, kid.
Well, I love the authentic piece because I think oftentimes a lot of people, and Eric, I don't know that this is your issue at all, but I know I know a lot of folks out there who they're not even tuned in to what they're telling themselves, and they might be really standing in their own way. And so something I wanted to bring to the conversation was an actual practical thing that someone can do if they really want to take a look at some of the thoughts that maybe are going to be a flag or be a pointer towards some sort of underlying belief that does not serve you anymore. And you need to just like get rid of and bring in something that's going to empower you and really move you forward, especially if you're trying to change your life. So, one of these tools is called, and I just learned this a couple weeks ago, a thought record. And it goes and speaks to breaking down your thoughts so that you can look at it for what it really is, see what the truth is of it is, and then say something or get something on paper that's actually from the wisest part of you. So you look at the thing that happens or the thing that sort of bugging you, you know, I would write down something like, you know, I just don't feel like going to the gym today. Right. And then my automatic thoughts that are happening are, you know, I'm so weak. I'm such a loser. You know, why can't I get myself going? You know, I would look at those. I'd write a few of them down and then I would circle like what the key one is, the one that really resonates with me and really kind of bothers me. And these are the automatic negative thoughts you might not even notice you say to yourself. So it's going to take a little bit of practice. Do one or two of these, and you'll see that there's these sort of underlying beliefs you might have about yourself. And then, as if you were in a court of law, you kind of list on the left side of the paper, you know, draw a line down the middle, the things that prove your automatic negative thought, whatever it is. If I say I'm a loser, right, what can I actually say to prove that as if I was in a court of law talking to a judge? You know, I've failed before in the past. Okay, that doesn't necessarily prove that I'm going to fail again, but you're going to really have to search for those things. And then on the right side, write those things that prove the opposite, that dispute it. And you're going to have this probably great list of actual facts, not just opinions, of things that prove that probably you can dispute that truth or that thing that you think is a truth. And then just to top it off and incorporate something new, you go to the wisest part of you that you can. Like, just take a second and look at both the things that prove it and the things that dispute it, and say you know, write down a new belief that you can put in place of that old thing. And that old thing, you might not think you talk down to yourself, but a lot of us do without even noticing it. And so you replace it with a wise new core belief that you want to incorporate. And then there you go. You have something that, and not some sort of BS, like, cheesy thing you pull off of, like, you know, like a magazine that you pass by, but
right.
Something that really makes sense to you based on, you know, yourself as the judge looking at the negative and the positive. And I just wanted to leave folks with something. If they feel like, hey, I do have these negative thoughts going on, I, you know, every once in a while I catch them, but I just can't outthink them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been a really helpful tool for me.
Gratitude's a great thing too. It's good
Absolutely.
To have a journal. I have a journal. I do gratitude before I go to bed every night.
That's a great practice. In fact, I used to trade with one of my friends. We would trade 3 gratitudes, you know, via
yep.
text. I would just text her 3, and she would
yep.
text me 3 back. And it just felt so good to go to bed with, like,
yep.
your heart being full.
Absolutely. See, I'm pretty smart. You know what I mean?
You are smart.
Did I ever tell you I want to wrestle a saber-tooth tiger?
No, a cyber tooth?
Yeah.
Russian. Cyber is cool. Like, oh, okay.
Russian, big
okay.
Russian tiger in Siberia.
Ooh, a Siberian tiger. No.
Yeah. When I go to Siberia next year to train,
All right.
I'm going to rest. What do you think?
I think that's pretty badass. And you should get that on video or have somebody else video it for you, because it'll be kind of tricky to film yourself.
It'll probably tear me in half, and I'll be the enemy and get that on video. No, all that stuff. It's just that's all stuff that I always think about, stuff like that. I'll put myself in situations mentally and crawl back out. I've always found that worked for me. It made me I don't know. I don't want to say I don't have negative thoughts, because some
know what
days
you're
are pretty.
No, what you're saying is actually pretty cool. Is you just pulled up like a vision you have of yourself, or a dream, or, you know, something that you want to do. A lot of times we have to have that vision board or that dream or that list of, like, our bucket list or the things we need to do somewhere, so that we have a reason to get past all the crap, right? Like, oh, there's all this other stuff I want to do.
Yeah, but, you know, something, too, it's like, I don't know. I've told you off air, too. I mean, I just kind of think different, man, than people. I always have. I a lot of things that bother people don't bother me. A lot of arguments people would want to have with me, I would just pretty much walk away unless you kept at me. And then if you keep at me, then I'm going to come after you pretty hard. I can't see engaging with a lot of things anymore unless I feel it's either a threat to my life, somebody that's important to me, or I can't get involved with it anymore. I think what happens is when you take you out of the equation, when you stop thinking that you're the center of the world with everything, you're going to find out that you're going to be able to conquer everything. And I did that. I always thought I'm the center of the world. I'm not the center of the world. All right? I'm just a guy out there trying to kick some friggin' doors down and clear my own path and do what I want to do. And you can interpret it any way you want. But, you know, everybody's very important. You should always think that you're the most important human being out there. That's all part of confidence. It's very important, because if you're interested in someone, or they're interested in you, or you're interested in training or whatever it is, it's like, you know something, man, people aren't going to go with somebody that's like wishy-washy. They're not there half the time. They're not somebody that, you know, you can rely on. It's very important to have those things with people. And if you don't have that, the rest of the stuff's not going to work. And even if it does for a short time, you're going to be unhappy and the whole deal again. And I just think that once you realize that there's more components to you and you're not the universe, you might be part of the universe, but you're not, you know, there's many, many people out there and there's many opportunities. So I think when you can get that stuff straight in your head, I think a lot of the garbage that you're carrying around, or baggage, as I like to call it, it goes away, man, and it will go away automatically. You're not going to have to strife and have that internal fight with yourself all the time, because all that's going to do to you in the end is just going to wipe you out, and that's no good. You don't want to do that. I just think confidence and success go hand in hand. You build it upon each other. It's like I always say with training, small steps. Small steps build into bigger steps. Bigger steps build into bigger goals. Goals then that you do and you succeed. You want to keep doing that the rest of your life? You're going, no matter what you touch, it doesn't matter, relationship, your job, your business, anything you like to do is going to be a beautiful experience. And it's like, why live life any other way? Why not enjoy your life, man? It's like I just see things a lot different now, and I'm very happy I did what I did. I think it had a twofold effect in me. I'm a very aggressive individual. That's just the way I am. But on the other hand, too, I hate to use this word, but I do think it matured me in a lot of ways, because suddenly it wasn't about me. It was about everything else. And I don't know if I'd even use the word, but I'm a different beast. If you talk to people that I was around 3 years ago, they would say the guy's probably done a 360 totally, and in a good way. And there was nothing bad the other way, but when you got to fulfill your dreams and other people are depending on you and you've got these goals that are so monstrous, man, how can't you be better? How can't you build a better mind, a better body, a better everything, man? And the little day-to-day shit doesn't bother you anymore. And it's good. I mean, yeah, you have your bad days and things you got to correct, but you're not going to have multiple years of bad days, man. And it's like, I love it. I love my life. I love my life. That's what I say to myself all the time. I love my life. And you start saying that to yourself, repeating that, watch what will happen to your life. Okay, Aaron, kid, take it.
I agree. I was in a checkout one time at a store here near where I live. And I was just kind of in a funk and feeling like I was consternation, just kind of anxious or whatever. And the checkout lady, she just like looked me dead in the eyes and like just calmed me for a minute for some reason when our eyes met, and she goes, "What's going on?" And I said, "I don't know, I'm just anxious." And she just said, "Just love it all."
Yep.
And that just always stuck with me. Like, love it all, love the whole thing. This is it. This is what we have. This is our lives. And sometimes it's up and sometimes it's down, but it's beautiful that we have the whole thing.
Yeah, it's hardly something you got to just keep internalizing and thinking that, is this all there is? No, there's a lot out there. And, the world is right now, I hear people all the time. It's like you got to cut yourself off from people like that. I mean, who you surround yourself with is going to make or break you. I'm not into a lot of people surrounding me either. I like to have a few people, and that's good enough for me. I don't need to go out and meet new friends and stuff like that. I really don't care about any of that. What I do care about is any relationship I have with somebody is going to be honest in nature. It's going to be authentic, and it's going to be like, hey, you want to go out and kick some ass tonight? Yeah, I'm right with you. I got your back. That's what it's about, man. That to me is what it's about. I just drink from a different fountain. That's all it is. I've always said that, and I always will. But I will tell you this, and this isn't bragging. Most people I meet, man, they want to hang with me. They like the unique thing. It's different. Does that mean it could be here today, gone tomorrow? Anything is like that. But I've always brought a different thing to the table. Whether people come up to you and say, hey, do you lift weights? And then you sit down and you're talking to them for an hour. I like all that stuff, and along the way, if some good stuff happens even more so, that's even better. So I think confidence is the key to everything you do in your life. If you can have confidence and convey it, in a way that, you know, you're not really ruffling people. But in some ways too, I've always been a believer that, you know, if you really piss somebody off, they probably think pretty shitty of themselves. And sometimes, man, you need to be told. You need to be pissed off because it just might change it. I've had people say things to me I don't like. Well, you can either keep it or you get rid of it. You know what I mean? And, you know, same way I've had stuff with the family, with the business. I've lost family. I've lost friends. You know what? It didn't stop me. When 15 years ago when I lost Joey and Mark training, I was out on my ass, man. I had nothing. And we trained since we were kids. And it was like, you know what? That was the best thing that ever happened to me because I wouldn't be sitting here talking to you, Aaron, if this didn't happen. This was all, whatever was going on, you can call it your belief, God's plan, whatever. This was all in the works a long, long time ago. I just didn't know it. But finally, when the job went up in smoke, I knew it. I said, you know something? You should have done this a long time ago. But circumstances now have dictated to you. Are you going to do it? Are you going to crawl back in that same hole and be around people you don't want to be? And, yeah, you're going to make, you know, your 100 grand and all that, but, man, you're going to be an unhappy guy. So I chose the other option, and here we are today. Well, if you got anything you want to add to it, go ahead, and then we'll go right into is that the Pattaya? I hope I got that right. Nutty Ball. So we'll do that next. But
no.
Say, you know, add something to it if you want, you know, just and then we'll go right into the Pattaya.
You know, just what's kind of coming back to me over and over again is just the phrase that, you know, it's one of my Aaron says, which is add to your life. Just add to your life. Like, focus on what you have and your blessings and the positive, and you want to build your confidence, add to your life today.
Yep.
And recognize it at the end of the day. Hey, I did this. Like, I added to my life in this way today.
Yep.
Simple.
And be brutal.
And be brutal.
I love brutal.
I know you do.
I love motivation. Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn.
Dig? I dig.
Hey, it's a good thing, man. It's nice to have like that. What do you want to call it? Is it the what do they call the knife? Double-edged, whatever it is, man. It, you know something? We're all multiple personalities. I don't care who you are. You know, with me, I can be turned on and off like a switch at times. You know, I've had people say, and we'll go right in this, but this is important. I think a lot of people have a preconceived opinion of me or notion before they ever meet me. You know, it'll be like, okay, this dude's big, you know, he, you know, intimidating, et cetera, you know. And then when people get to meet you, they're like, man, I never thought you were like that. Or I've had people say at parties when the nieces and nephews were there, and they'd be all over me or would be out wrestling on the lawn or playing dodgeball or whatever, man. And they'll be like, or, you know, or Maggie or one of them, I'll pick her up and hug her and kiss her and all that. I mean, they're my family. And they'll be like, geez, I never thought you were like that. I'm like, I look at them, I'm like, I want to say to them, what the F is wrong with your friggin' head, man? But see, preconceived again, you know, they think you're one way or the other. Like, I'll tell people I plant a garden. They're like, no, you do? You plant a garden. I'm like, yeah, I know how to function other than lifting a weight or a rock. And I'm probably a hell of a lot smarter than you, too, so don't even try. So what I'm saying is, see, confidence comes in again. But it's pretty funny the way people are. I got to laugh. That's why I don't associate with a lot of people. Let me put it that way. I'll talk to you. I'll be your friend, you know, for that one half hour or half hour, whatever it is. But most people just don't do it for me. They don't interest me in a lot of ways. You know, I got a certain way I like to do things. I can sit down and talk to anybody. But I'm like everybody. You got a few things you like, and you kind of stick with them. They work for you. So that's it. You can say whatever you want, or we'll go to your nutty bowl there.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, hit it.
So I know that many of you out there might not know this fruit by the sound of this word, which is pitahaya or pitaya. But maybe, just maybe, some of you have heard of a dragon fruit. And if not, you may have seen the cactus. This is big, long. It grows very big. It can grow, you know, probably bigger than 20 feet. I don't know. I've got one on my porch here in Southern California. But they grow in Mexico, I think, in California, warm climates. But it's one of the superfoods. But I wanted to share a little California sunshine, SoCal thing going on with you all out there. And that is a pitaya bowl. And it's my latest favorite decadent breakfast. Because I used to be a little afraid until recently of eating carbs and fruit and sugar. I was just so careful about it. But now that I am breaking down some of those beliefs and expanding my options, I'm going to share with you this yummy and delicious and brightly colorful thing that you can make for yourself. So pitaya, dragon fruit, you can get in the frozen section, especially if you live in California for sure. You can also order online in little packs. And the reason it's so fantastic is it provides like a 100-gram serving, maybe like 3.5 ounces. Provides like 21 milligrams of vitamin C, that's 34% of the value, and you're going to at least have that much in this bowl, which is like a smoothie that you eat with a spoon. And so the great thing, one of the health benefits there is that it's due to the high vitamin C, it's three times higher than what's found in carrots, but it's also got a ton of fiber. So it's known for being stimulating for the bowels, not to be too graphic, which is fantastic. Great. You know, it's got kind of a laxative effect. But it's also got polyunsaturated fatty acids in the seeds and the flesh, which is super beneficial for you, and tons of antioxidants. So it is a really great, as we all know, immune booster because of the vitamin C. And it helps to level out blood sugar levels. So there are lots of benefits to it. It's fantastic. Lots of fiber, fills you up, moves through the system relatively quickly. So great early morning or post-workout snack. So you can get these packs of the frozen fruit already. And if you do that, then what you're going to do is just blend one or two of those packs with a frozen banana. And you can throw in some strawberries and 4 ounces of almond milk, about a handful of strawberries, and some almond milk or regular milk if you want regular milk. And I also like to add, for fat, a tablespoon of almond butter, but also coconut butter is delicious, or coconut oil. But I like almond butter because I like that nutty taste. And this is a nutty bowl we're making here. So blend that together. It's going to be really thick. You can throw in a little bit of protein powder too, but you should probably add some water if you're going to do that. And then essentially, if you've got a granola or an oatmeal, or maybe if you are not, you don't do grains, you could sort of make a paleo nutty granola, which is just a bunch of nuts and seeds in the bottom of the bowl. You pour this on top, sprinkle a little bit more on top of the crunchy stuff that you want to use. I say go for some nutty granola. I also, here in California, love the way they serve it. They'll put some shredded coconut in one corner, some berries in another corner, and then one of the sides will have a little bit of granola, and the other side will have maybe like even bee pollen. And it's just fantastic. You can also on top slice some bananas or any other fruit you like. I'm all about the berries right now. So you're done, and it is gorgeous. It's super bright, bright, like a fuchsia pink. It's beautiful. It fills you up, and it's just so refreshing. It's awesome. I'm kind of becoming a little, I don't want to say a food elitist, but a little, I'm going around comparing all the pitaya and acai bowls. We serve them out here. It's beautiful weather out here. It'll make you feel like you're someplace sunny and gorgeous. So do that for yourself. Treat yourself well.
That's it?
That's it. Super easy, super simple.
Okay. Yep. That's the best way. All right. Give out any of your information, and let me give mine. Just hang on the line, please.
If you want to chat with me more about Pitahaya or Pitaya, you can contact me, or for anything else, contact me at ehmackin, M-A-C-K-I-N, at outlook.com. That's my personal email address. You can also find me online at LinkedIn under my name, Erin Heather Mackin or Erin Mackin. Also on Facebook, Erin Heather Mackin, or my company, Paleo Effects, that's with an E, and I will get right back to you.
That it?
That's it.
Okay. This is Motivation and Muscle, the podcast show that connects your brain to your brawn. We are sponsored by Dr. William Wong's Essentials, www.docspreferred.com, Sorenex.com, 803-978-2253, extension 111, StrongerGrip.com. Also, too, don't forget, Jason Follner, go out to PlanAYearWorkouts.com, or you can go out to Amazon Prime for $5, no shipping. Also, our good friend Steven Santangelo at Primal Creations at AOL.com, or on Facebook, STEPHEN, period, SANTANGELO.75. Hearts Collision, that's for New York State residents. Don't forget that. 518-477-7937. Don't forget, too, the top 10 ways to build mind and muscle. That's a free ebook. Go out to FiorelloBarbellCo.com. And also, too, Strength Times Power Equals Success in the Winner's Circle. All out on FiorelloBarbellCo.com. Sponsorship is huge. The same thing. FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationMuscle.com. We're going to be around for a long time. Join our family. Millions on top of millions. And the $30 right now with the deal with $100 this month for sponsorship goes to MDA. Also, too, FiorelloBarbellCo.com, MotivationAndMuscle.com. We're on iTunes and Stitcher. 5-star reviews, we love, that's all we've gotten. If there's a particular show you'd like Erin and I to do, Fiorello Barbell at NICAP.R.com. Also, too, Facebook, Fiorello Barbell, Motivation and Muscle. We're also on Twitter at Fiorello Eric. And I'll leave you with this. If someone seeks you out in the gym or the concrete jungle, don't be afraid to give your time to them. You know, like we always say, words have meaning here. Also, as my mom said when we were kids, never be afraid to give somebody a smile or a hello that day. That might be all they get. Also, too, don't forget this. If you're going to go out and lift, I don't care where you are right now, go out and just destroy that steel. Bend that steel or take the stones and turn them into dust. And as the Hoosa Steel Stone says, our crusher says, domination and blood red on both sides. We are domination. We are going to be millions strong. Like I said, we don't follow the path. We clear cut it. I promise you, you join up with my family, you'll have the best 25 years of your life. And as Russell Fur says, who's been on the show and who always is sending good compliments our way, he says, when I listen to your podcast, I swear there's testosterone dripping out of my speakers. We'll say that. I will say that until the day I sign off from here, Russell. I appreciate that. Erin, thanks for being on the show, kid.
You're welcome. Thank you. It's a pleasure, as always.
Thank you. So for Erin Mackin, this is Eric Fiorello. Thanks for listening. We'll be talking to you real soon. We got a big week coming up, especially Tuesday. We've got Ryan Pitts on, man. Wait to hear what we got cooking for a contest. And I think Atomic Athletic is going to have a contest too, or there's going to be a big deal with an Apollo and Axel revolving bar. Lots of stuff coming up. We're coming, baby. I promise you. So be a steward of strength, and don't stand on the side of the road and watch the world go by. Have a great week, everybody, and we'll talk to you soon.
Thanks so much for listening to Motivation and Muscle, the podcast that connected your brain to your brawn. We'll see you next time.